Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a GlueFX chain from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, specifically in the edits area of the arrangement. And that matters, because in drum and bass, edits are where things can either feel super intentional or totally stitched together. You've got chopped breaks, bass switches, little fill moments, atmospheres, delays, reverb tails, all of that. If those parts don't share a common space and a common texture, the track can feel like a folder of separate loops instead of one record. So today we're not just trying to make things sound cool. We're building a practical glue system. Something repeatable. Something that helps your drums, bass, and transitions feel like they belong in the same world. The big idea is simple. Use the bus as the identity and the returns as the scene. Your bus processing gives the groove its character. Your return tracks place everything inside the same room, the same atmosphere, the same emotional space. Let's start with the arrangement first, because FX should support the edit, not rescue bad timing. Before you touch any effects, map your sections. Put locators in for intro, build, drop 1, switch, drop 2, and outro. Think in 16-bar or 32-bar phrasing. That old-school jungle structure works because it gives the listener clear tension and release. Intro and outro should stay a bit stripped back and DJ-friendly, while the drops can carry more energy, more movement, and more FX action. If you can, split your core elements onto separate tracks. Put your break on one audio track, your kick and sub on their own if possible, and your bass stab or reese on another track. If you're working with chopped breaks, make sure the clip timing is tight before processing. In edits, FX should reinforce the rhythm, not hide timing problems. A really useful habit here is to duplicate your main break phrase and mute the duplicate. That gives you a clean reference lane. You can quickly slash beat against the unprocessed version while you shape the glue chain. Now let's build the first major piece, the drum boss. Group your chopped breaks, tops, snares, ghost hits, and any supporting percussion into one drum boss. The idea is to treat those pieces like one rhythmic organism, not a pile of separate hits. One performance. On that drum boss, build this chain in order: EQ8, saturator, drum boss, glue compressor, and then limiter only if you really need it as a safety net. Start with EQ8. Keep it subtle. If the very bottom is getting messy, high pass gently somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels cloudy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the hats are too sharp, a tiny shelf dip in the 8 to 12 kHz area can smooth things out without killing the energy. Next comes saturator. This is where a lot of the glue magic starts. Add a little drive, maybe around 1.5 to 4 dB, and keep soft clip on. Then trim the output so the level matches when you bypass it. This is important. You want density, not just volume. After that, add drum boss. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5 to 15%. And use crunch sparingly, around 5 to 20% if needed. Boom is optional. If the drums are thin, you can try a little boom around 50 to 80 Hz, but go easy. In jungle, the low end has to stay disciplined or the whole groove turns to mud. Then use glue compressor or compressor. A good starting point is a 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. That's enough to bind things together without flattening the break. Here's a key coaching point: don't overglue the transient core. If your break loses its snap, back off the compression before you kill the saturation. A lot of the time the chain feels better when the compressor is doing less and the saturation is doing more. Now let's shape the break edits themselves. Open the clip and work with clip gain and fades first. Before you start reaching for more devices, get the slice edges and level relationships under control. If the break is too spiky, pull the clip down a dB or two before it hits the boss chain. If the snare is disappearing, use EQ8 for a gentle boost around 180 to 220 Hz for body or 2 to 5 kHz for crack. And remember, old-school jungle edits are all about little micro decisions. You don't always need a new break. Sometimes you just mute one kick slice, shift the hat slightly late, remove the last snare before the drop, or add a reverse tail into the next section. That kind of detail is what makes a loop feel alive. Now we move to the bass bus. Whether you're using a reese, a sub-led line, or a bass sequence with movement, group it into a bass bus so the identity stays consistent across the arrangement. That's especially important when the bass line changes notes quickly or switches phrases around the edit points. A clean starting bass chain is a EQ8, saturator, auto filter, utility, and optional compressor if the notes are uneven. With utility, keep the low end centered. Anything below about 120 Hz should be mono. If you've got a dedicated sublayer, you can even keep that fully mono and process the upper bass separately. That keeps the club translation solid. EQ8 can carve a little space if the bass and drums are fighting in the low mids. A small cut around 150 to 300 Hz can help if the mix is getting boxy. If the Reese has a harsh resonance, notch it gently instead of over-EQing the whole sound. Saturator on the bass bus is great for audibility. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can help the bass read on smaller speakers without making the sub itself huge and blurry. Then use auto filter for movement. This is where you can really make the edits feel intentional. A low pass sweep, a band pass move, or a subtle resonance change during a switch up can give the bass a classic old school feeling. Keep resonance moderate, around 0.2 to 0.5 unless you want a more obvious effect. The main thing with bass glue is readability. Even if the notes are changing fast, the listener should feel one coherent bass identity. If every note sounds like a different instrument, the drop stops feeling like a groove and starts feeling like a demo reel. Next, let's build shared space with return tracks. This is where a lot of the cohesion comes from. Instead of putting reverb and delay everywhere, make a few return tracks and send selectively. Set up three returns if you want a solid system. Return A for a short room, return B for a dub delay throw, and return C for a longer atmosphere tail. For the short room return, use reverb with a decay somewhere around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Keep pre-delay low, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Then put EQ8 after it and high pass the return around 200 to 400 Hz. That keeps the space from cluttering the low end. This return is not supposed to sound obvious. It's just there to soften the edges and make the elements feel like they're in the same room. For the delay throw return, use echo. Try synced values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on the phrase. Keep feedback around 20 to 45%, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the drums instead of fighting them. This is the classic throw return, perfect for the end of a two bar phrase, or right before a drop switch. For the atmosphere return, use a longer reverb with a decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds. You can place auto filter before or after it if you want some movement. Again, high pass it aggressively. You want wash and depth, not low-end buildup. This shared return setup is a big part of the glue. The listener hears the same space around different elements, and that creates subconscious cohesion. Now we get to the fun part, using automation to edit the edit. This is where the FX chain becomes a readal arrangement tool. Automate the echo send on the last snare before a drop, then cut it off sharply on the downbeat. That contrast feels huge. Automate the drum bus filter opening over 4 or 8 bars so the section gains energy gradually. Pull the reverb send down during dense kick and snare moments, then let it bloom in the gap before a switch. You can even push saturator drive a little harder in the second drop if you want more aggression without making the whole thing simply louder. That's a really important point for DNB. The second drop should usually evolve, not just repeat. Make it rougher, denser, or more harmonically rich, not just bigger in level. And this is where contrast checking becomes your best friend. Toggle the FX off at the end of each arrangement block. If the section still feels clear without the processing, then your effects are supporting the edit properly. If the section falls apart without the FX, that usually means the arrangement needs more work, not more plugins. If you want to push the old school character further, add Control Dirt. Saturator and Drum Bus are your best friends here. You can also use Redux very lightly if you want a more degraded texture, or overdrive if you want something more obvious and aggressive, but keep it controlled. The sub should stay clean and boring on purpose. Let the upper bass and drums carry the personality. A really nice move is to create a parallel smoke bus for the drums. Duplicate the drum bus, crush it a bit more with saturator and drum bus, maybe even a touch of redux, then high pass it aggressively so it only adds grime in the mids and highs. Blend it in quietly underneath the clean bus. That can give you that warehouse texture without destroying the clarity. Let's talk about balance and translation now, because glue only works if the track still holds together on its own. Check your master headroom. Don't chase clipping. Use utility on the bass to check mono compatibility. Solo the drum bus and bass bus together and listen carefully around 50 to 120 Hz for masking. Toggle your returns on and off so you know whether the track still works without the ambience. If the snares lose snap, reduce drum bus saturation or back off the compressor. If the mix starts to blur, shorten the reverb decay. If the second drop is supposed to be darker, make it slightly dirtier rather than just louder. Those small decisions are what separate a decent edit from a proper record feeling arrangement. Here's a great mantra to keep in mind: Think in layers of glue, not one magic chain. The bond usually comes from several small choices working together. A little shared saturation, a bit of common ambience, and consistent level shaping across sections will do more than one giant plug-in chain ever could. For a quick practice pass, try this. Build a mini edit with one break, one bass sound, and two return effects. Chop a 2-bar break into at least 6 slices. Duplicate it into an 8-bar section. Remove one kick, add one ghost snare or hat. Create one reverse tail into the next phrase. Then build your drum bus and bass bus. Add a short room return and an echo return, and automate the echo send on the last snare before the phrase repeats. Then compare the clean and processed versions. The goal is not louder. The goal is tighter, more cohesive, more like one actual section of a track.